You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The Ecosystem Approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. Today, we're talking about business secrets. Even if you don't have your own business, you might want to consider your career as a business. We've made this show relevant for everyone. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Jason, what does business and business secrets have to do with the ecosystem approach?
It's really kind of a revolutionary idea. You know, I'm a business major. I got my degree in business. So, you know, I really like this stuff. You know, it's kind of, you roll your eyes, she rolls her eyes. She doesn't, it's not really interesting to her. I'll read, you know, a business magazine, you know, when I'm sitting around trying for relaxation.
Yeah.
And she'll think, what's wrong
not
with
me.
Him? Yeah. But businesses are ecosystems.
Oh, wait, businesses are ecosystems too.
Yes.
Okay.
And all the business training that I've ever received is about treating a business like a machine.
Oh.
Processes and strategies.
Oh.
Do this to get this. Do this
okay.
to get this.
Okay.
And it's so off because the most important things in a business are the intangibles. We'll talk about that in the next segment.
Okay. Okay.
But so warning. I always give a warning when I do army stories. So
heads up, everybody, and you know.
But in the Army, they had this concept of our units like a well-oiled machine,
right?
And you can imagine Rambo with the thing, you know, and they're going into to invade some, you know, find
some
the
space,
terrorist,
yes,
whatever,
right.
You know.
Okay.
And you know, they kind of they're in precision and they lockstep and they walk right in.
Okay.
You know, the problem is, you know, in some instances that's appropriate, but. And I know this because I was in the Army. They take that approach to everything.
Oh.
And I can't tell you how many divorces there were in the Army because guys would come home. And usually the women aren't like this, but they can be. But guys would come home and to their families and want their family to be a well-oiled unit. Well, a family...
Oh.
Is not a machine and it's yes. and it's ecosystem.
Right.
So what does this have to do with business? Okay. Well, all businesses, a lot of business leaders gravitate toward this idea that I want my business to be a well-oiled machine.
Right.
And I want to treat my employees like little parts of my machine and have them come to work in a way that's, oh, this is the biggie. Okay.
Okay.
They want them to be professional. Professional, okay? Professional is code.
For all
of you that haven't really figured this out, and, you know, it professional, if you want to be professional on your job, what they mean is don't have any feelings. Just do your job.
Take out the human factor.
Take out the human factor.
Take out the emotion factor.
Right.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You know, and I know... There are certain jobs that you have to do that with. For example, like
of course,
fire, medical, EMTs.
Sure. I understand that.
You know, when I looked it up, the biggest areas that had the most PTSD was in the Army and some of these other professions where you have to just kind of turn it off.
Mm, meaning turn off your emotions and turn off life outside.
A great example of that
okay.
is... You guys watch the Harry and Meghan
interview? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, everybody's watched that.
Well, at least you know? People know
people
about
have,
it. Yes, absolutely.
You know, and they talked about this one segment where this one time where she was feeling suicidal, literally, and he had to go to this
event, some sort of event.
Yes. And she said, don't leave me here because I'm afraid of what I'll do by myself.
Right.
And so they both went there.
And by the way, because he listened to her, he listened to what was going on with her as her husband. He understood what she needed, but he also, I'm jumping in, but he also knew he had to go and do what the company or firm, I believe they call the firm, yes, said that he needed to do.
Part of what they were outlining in that interview is there's no such thing as a mental health day.
Oh, yes.
If you're a part of the monarchy.
Right.
You know, and obviously that's not, but it's a good, it's not our problem, but that's a good example of a lot of how business people run their companies.
Yes, true.
They drive it and they push it and they drive it. And so you don't feel comfortable saying, hey, this is something really important that I've got to go to.
Right.
I need this time off.
Right.
Or I can't, you know, and what happens is those people, you wear them out.
Well, that's called burnout.
Burnout.
It's a form of burnout. You know, I was working with a client just recently who just had a baby, but she was still working. And then with COVID and all everything, her boss kept pushing stuff on her. And she finally said, I can't do this. And the boss got really mad. And the employee, my client, quoted out of the bylaws in the company, said that if someone says, I can't do something, go find somebody else to do it, which I thought was amazing. And because the employee didn't want to threaten to say, I'm going to leave if you keep pushing stuff on me. I cannot do all of this.
And I guarantee you, her boss was trained like a machine.
Exactly.
And she expected her employees to be like a machine.
Exactly.
You know, and what usually happens when we talk about this to business leaders, they go to the opposite. They think of it in terms of black and white.
Right.
So
right,
if I want to treat my company like an ecosystem,
right,
then I've got to be everybody's therapist. I've got to, you know, people can emote and be emotional all during the day and no one's going to get anything done. And, you know, and that's not what we're saying at all. It's just the understanding. It's the difference. And I like this metaphor between a mechanic and a gardener.
Oh, yes.
A mechanic fixes a part and then the machine works.
Okay.
A gardener creates an environment, an ecosystem, right?
Yes.
Where the plants thrive. And they have enough sun, they have enough water, they have fertilizer, they have what they need.
The correct soil.
And they let them
right.
go, and they work.
Yes.
You know, if you're a business person and you have you see your business as an ecosystem, and you create the right circumstances like a gardener, then you let your employees go.
Well, and the other thing is that when the employee is working like the gardener is their employer, then they want to do well. They want to do good. They want to show how beautiful that flower will be in the spring or all through the summer, sometimes even during the winter. And the gardener understands that.
Yes.
But the well-oiled machine says, excuse me, these are the rules. This is the way it is.
Well, I've seen a lot of companies are becoming more enlightened,
but they
implement it like a machine.
Right.
So they force everybody to take time off, so much time off.
Right.
And that may not be the right way either. So,
well, and you know what that brings to mind? Way back in the 70s, I believe it was, when Hewlett-Packard was coming up and Microsoft and all of them. We lived in the Bay Area, so we knew a lot of people in those companies.
Tech industries.
Yes. And the big thing was, it is so cool, my job. I can take my dog to work. Well, that was great. Well, they don't do that so much anymore because too many dogs were fighting and the dogs were getting in the way and, you know, of productivity and that sort of thing. And I want to say they tried.
This isn't about certain management ideas.
Okay.
It's the idea of,
a good one. Yeah.
With the ecosystem approach, and we use this with our clients as well as with business. We've worked with a lot of businesses.
Oh, a lot of business. Yeah, absolutely.
And it's, you have to look at the individual situation and what works and what doesn't.
Exactly, because we're all unique. That's, you know, one of the most important things here is that we're all unique, and so is each business. Now, I realize there might be another business down the street that's selling the same ice cream as you, but it's not, you still have to think of yourself as being unique.
Yes.
And, but when you use the ecosystem approach, I'm jumping in with a plug here. When you use the ecosystem approach, what happens is that you get to see your business, your ecosystem from a 360 point of view. Not every business has that advantage.
One of the things that I, when I was looking up, you know, about the Army,
sure,
which treats everybody like a machine all the time.
Okay.
And it almost becomes part of the culture.
Okay.
So when the guys, when they go home, they treat their family like a machine too, because it's just what they were, how they were trained to.
Exactly.
They don't know any different.
Exactly.
You know, but the incidence of PTSD was really high.
Yeah.
And the reason is that, you know, you have to be a well-oiled machine when you're in your unit and you're accomplishing the mission. And I kind of get that.
Oh, well, of course, that's, you know, a form of let's call it safety and awareness.
Effectiveness.
That's the right word.
You know, but afterwards, they had no idea.
Yeah.
How to do leisure, how to relax, how to have the, you know, work-life balance, any of that, you know, and it was really, really difficult.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, should we do the
key points? Okay. Yeah. Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Businesses are ecosystems made up of energies, not machines to be programmed.
Mm.
Trying to program employees can create PTSD and other emotional difficulties.
Right.
Running your business like a well-oiled machine is very toxic and not sustainable. Mm-hmm. It doesn't last. The ecosystem approach teaches you to clear for yourself, but you can also train your employees to clear. And that's the plug that we missed.
That is the plug. Well, we'll get to that one in the next segment.
Yeah.
Okay. In the next segment, we're going to talk about the intangibles in business, like success, reputation, teamwork, effectiveness, credibility, which are energies that can be affected directly. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off, you're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
Start shifting possibilities into probabilities with Colette Marie Steffen through her Energetic Upgrade online programs and personal consultations. Colette is a leading expert in the field of quantum energetic transformation. Are you ready to get your shift together? Book a 45-minute energetic upgrade session with Colette and check out all the energetic upgrade programs at thetruthisfunny.com.
Learn how to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia, and I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Do you have 22 minutes to transform your life? Join spiritual practitioner and award-winning author Karen Mills Alston and award-winning publisher and broadcaster Sean Patrick Murray as they ask and answer life's most essential questions. Learn to participate in life fully, develop your gifts and talents, be open to limitless possibilities, and become available to your greatest yet to be, all in just 22 minutes a week. Now on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get empowered.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. In this segment, we're going to talk about the intangibles in business, like success, reputation, teamwork, effectiveness, credibility, which are energies that can be affected directly. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. All right, Jason, you said we talked about intangibles, or I mentioned intangibles. Can you explain intangibles and energies in business?
It's one of the most exciting things for me, because most of the things in business that people are trying to achieve are really energies.
Okay, give an example.
You know, they do all this analysis. You know, if you get an MBA, they tell you how to analyze this and analyze this and analyze these processes.
Okay,
what they're really trying to do with the analysis is get to the energy.
Yes, that's true.
You know, for example, the desirability of the product, the desirability of the company,
and the ability to market it.
How does the company feel to the clients or the customers?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, all these intangibles, reputation, oh, that's a big one. And they say, there's a presumption that if you do this, you'll get this. If you do this, especially in terms of reputation.
Sure.
Teamwork. They do all these really stupid teamwork building exercises that may or may not work, but it has to do with the energy.
Well, I always like the one where they do the teamwork where they pair you with the person, the one that you struggle with the most, and you have to trust that person in some way, such as fall into their arms. I mean, that one makes me always go, you know, crazy.
You would think we'd be into that new agey stuff,
and frankly, not like that.
For us, it's about changing the energy.
Yes.
You know, here's the biggest one that never works, which is two employees are having a squabble. So the boss calls them in and says, I want you to shake hands, you know, I want you to, you know, without really what the boss has to do. And this is, you know, if you're a gardener and you're having one plant that's crowding another plant.
Correct.
Fix the problem.
As opposed to.
Or change the energy.
There you go.
You know, and you might want to have to understand what the problem is in the first place, which takes more time and effort on behalf of the manager.
Well, and here's the other thing. The two employees that are at odds with each other, they don't understand the problem.
They may not, or one of them may, and the other one may not.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah,
maybe I was going with, you know, being bullied, and you're saying, oh, let's just shake hands and do it. The other person's going to continue to get bullied.
Yes,
you know, that sort of thing. There's all sorts of things. So, so let me give you another example. You know, this is the best way I can talk about the intangibles and how the ecosystem approach works with that is to give you an example.
Okay.
So there was a company that we knew about that was having problems with retention. Mm-hmm. Now, retention is an intangible.
Right.
It's an energy.
Right.
So they hired a consultant who did a questionnaire to determine the cause. Well, you know, we knew about this company and we knew what the cause was already, was that the owners had an approach to their employees that was kind of paranoid and suspicious, and saying, okay, they expected their employees to take advantage of them. So they acted like it, and it created this is very simplistic, but negative energy in the company, and people left.
Yes,
you know, true. As soon as they got a better job, a better offer, they're out the door.
Right.
So
it didn't create any sort of positive loyalty.
Exactly.
Okay.
So they had this consultant come in, and they did surveys, and they evaluated the surveys. And so their recommendation was that this company do incentive programs for employee appreciation. Well, it didn't change the energy of the problem, which was the owners who were suspicious and paranoid about their employees.
In the first place,
So it was just a phony, it created this phony employee appreciation program, which really didn't change
anything. In fact, it made him more mad because the employees said, why didn't they just give us a bonus?
Yes.
And
give us the money
instead of spending money on this consultant who didn't know
really
head from tail about anything.
Well, it's often said that way, but a lot of times what happens is that when you pose a problem to a consultant, they need to advise some sort of action because that's what the person expects.
Well, that's
and that's the whole basis of this show in a way, is that, you know, it's this idea that actions can change the energy is not true. What changes the energy? The ecosystem approach.
That's correct.
And the most important person to change the energy is the person in charge. So we're
going to talk more about that.
Another example.
Okay.
And this is one of my pet peeves.
Yeah.
Is, you know, a few years ago, there's a lot of this in the Bay Area. They had greeters.
Yes. In the when you go into a store.
Like mostly retail stores.
Yes.
Yeah. Retail store. You go in there and someone would say, hi, how are you doing today? Well, that's all they did, is say, hi, how are you doing? With the idea of making it seem like it was a more welcoming place. The problem was, as soon as you got back past the greeter, you got to the first salesperson, they were angry,
and
overworked,
bitter,
and mad,
yes,
and not happy at all.
Yes,
it doesn't change the energy. You have to understand how energy works, and that didn't change it.
Yes,
so that always felt really
You
know, I always wanted to give the guy the finger when I walked in. But, you know, that's not really my style.
I've actually heard people say in situations like that, don't bother talking to me, you know, those attitudes, you know, and you think to yourself, gee, I wouldn't want to be that greeter getting all those insults and
exactly,
so forth. Yes,
exactly.
Yes.
And here's another one. And this was a part of a company that I worked with a while back. The owner, who was really the problem, hired a consultant to lecture employees about having a more salesy approach on their jobs. But it was the owner that was undercutting the employees and their ability to be salesy on the job and made the employees angry.
Right.
The owner didn't even show up for the meeting with the consultant.
Wow.
And people were angry.
Yeah.
You know, and it's you know, you might think, well, you're just talking about hypocrisy here. But the main point takeaway from this, you know, and this is what we're trying to get to, is that energies can be worked with directly. Now, if you've been listening to our shows in the past, you know that the ecosystem approach is an energy approach to life.
Yes.
And we teach you how to work with the energy of your life in particular. But if you're a business owner, if you have a business, it's we'll teach you how to work with the energies of your business. And oh, by the way, here's the spoiler.
Okay.
It starts with you and your energy.
Exactly.
And it works really, really well. You know, if you see a business as an ecosystem, it's the energy of the person in charge that always controls the energy of that ecosystem. And it flows from that person.
Right.
You know, we've had so many people come to us with a problem in their marriage or their relationship. And we've had people say to us, well, my partner or my spouse is the devil's spawn.
Yeah. By the way, we've actually heard that more than once.
You know, and it's
like,
we're laughing, but they weren't laughing.
No, they were not laughing.
You know, and the idea is that I'm not the problem. The other person is the problem.
Yes.
And this is what we know about that. When you change the energy, even if the other person is in fact the devil's spawn, that when you change your energy, things change. So I would apply the same thing to a business. If you were to come to me and say, my employees are the worst ever.
Right.
And you know, if you change your energy, everything shifts.
Exactly.
Now, you might get clarity about what the situation,
right?
You might get clarity about something that you're doing that creates this problem with the employees.
Yes.
Maybe you have some really bad employees and you could find solutions then to get rid of those employees and get other employees.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
It always starts with the owner. And if you're just the manager of a department, it starts with you too, because there's right. ecosystems within ecosystems within
exactly, ecosystems. Exactly. Well, and the other thing is even if you're a single business owner, and there is a lot out there right now, especially.
In other words, your career is your business.
Your career is your business. And well, I was going to say single people.
Sole proprietor.
Sole proprietor. Thank you very much. Bottom line is that when you take a look at you and you change the energy that you're putting out there, we have seen some amazing, amazing things happen for people. And I know one person who did exactly what, you know, she worked with us for a long time. And then things really started to take off for her. And she got so busy that she didn't have time to work with me anymore. Wait a minute. Now, did I do the right thing? But the truth is, I did do the right thing because I really helped this person do what was in the best interest, not only for her, but her company.
We're not trying to get people dependent on us. We want people to,
exactly.
to learn how to do it themselves.
Exactly.
And then,
exactly.
And then do it for themselves.
And that's what it's all about. So, Jason, you ready for key points?
Yes.
Okay.
Intangibles are energies that can be affected directly using the ecosystem approach.
Okay.
It's very difficult to fake energies that don't come from a sincere place.
Mm-hmm.
The most important energies are always from the owner or the person in charge. And the ecosystem approach teaches you how to create good energy at the center that automatically affects all of your employees or your business if it's just you.
Yes. In the next segment, we're going to talk about the most important secret for any business. The energy of the owner / manager, or even the one person business, you know, and how it works. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with monthly guest host Karen Benton. Tune in for powerful conversations about health and wellness. Karen brings unique insights rich with humor and science to her discussions with experts in medicine, movement, psychology, spirituality, and so much more. Don't miss Karen on The Truth Is Funny every third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you feeling the complexity of life? Do you feel that urge to step into something greater? Tune in to Nailed It Radio. Find your simplicity within your complexity with me, life coach Carrie Nail. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover what it means to use your full power to be the best version of yourself. Imagine stepping into the energy of saying yes to yourself and knowing you nailed it. For more information about me, visit CarrieNail.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Hi, my name is Diane McClay. I'm comfortable being in front of people. How to make things work in a structured format made me feel a little nervous. Everybody I have worked with on the Transformation Talk team met me with enthusiasm, their confidence in me spilled over to me and allowed me to just grab onto it and say, oh yeah, that's me and I can own it. Thank you for showing up for me. Thank you for allowing me to put my gifts into the world, and thank you for making me look good while I do it.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. In this segment, we're going to talk about the most important secret in any business, the energy of the owner, manager, or even a one-person business, and how it works. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, so what is the most important secret in any business?
It's the energy of the owner or the manager or the head honcho.
Okay.
It's always the primary driver of the ecosystem.
Sure.
And by the way, when an individual comes to us with any sort of problem, whether it's money, health,
right,
relationship, you know, it doesn't matter. It's the same thing.
It is.
It's always the energy of the ecosystem of that person.
Okay.
And we, with the ecosystem approach, we help you work with that energy, and that's what determines it.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the other part that's really, I think this is really fascinating.
Okay.
You can type the personality of a business using the Enneagram. So in other words, if you know
you
see your business or a business as a personality type,
okay,
with the Enneagram, you know, using the Enneagram typing system,
correct,
you can make business decisions based on that type. For example,
I was going to say, give everyone an example.
If a person or business, doesn't matter which, came to us and said, we want to expand. If they're a business, we want to expand. We want to do this, do more. We want to, you know, buy out this company, blah, blah, blah. And they're a seven business. I would say,
meaning seven on the scale, on the Enneagram scale.
Yeah.
Okay.
In other words, it's not an amount. There are nine personality types in the Enneagram personality typing system.
Correct.
And it's one through seven. The higher the number doesn't mean that you're better.
It just describes
a different type of
exactly,
personality.
That's all.
Okay. So we were just assuming that people understand the Enneagram and that
right,
sort of stuff. But if you look at the Enneagram of a company, and it's a seven company, and they want to expand, well, of course they do. You know, that's
because
what a seven does.
Sevens just keep going. They go, they go, they go, they go, they go.
And it's often their biggest trap, because they'll keep going until they can't do it anymore and things start to crumble. Now, let me give you the opposite example.
Okay.
If someone comes to us as a nine personality type, or they have a business that's a nine personality type, and they want to just keep things the way they are, we would say,
let's take a look at this.
Maybe you should change things up. Maybe you should look for other opportunities. Maybe you should expand. Maybe you should,
right.
Yes. Because nines are notorious for keeping the status quo, not making any changes.
That's part of their personality. They just want everything. They don't want to make any waves is the best way to describe it.
Yes.
You know, and sevens love to make waves. You know, the bigger the wave, the better.
The more drama,
but the problem with that particular is that in that they oftentimes ignore and they want to move on because they feel they need to ignore whatever a problem is.
Yeah.
And it can be difficult.
Yes. So, you know, understanding this is really fascinating, and we're just skimming the surface, but if you're a business person and you have any sort of business challenge, you know, you'd go to a consultant who would do an analysis of your business
and pay the money.
Probably pay a lot of money.
Yes.
You know, one of the questions I can hear the audience already.
Okay.
Well, how do you type the business, the Enneagram of a business?
Right.
And we do it intuitively. We do that with people too.
Right.
In other words, we don't give them a test to determine their Enneagram.
No, we just have to talk to them for just a few minutes.
And a lot of times we'll do it with a picture, with a unique identifier, like a cell phone number, that sort of thing.
Yes.
And we'll just do it intuitively. And we really, really accurate, I think probably more so than the test.
Right.
You know, they don't have a test for a business to determine what a business Enneagram type is, but it's really helpful to determine what the Enneagram type is of your business. And here's a big hint. If you have a strong owner, manager, founder,
yes,
chances are the business has the same Enneagram type as that particular person.
That is correct.
So,
that is
correct. When we talk about the energy of a business, it's not black and white, like good energy or bad energy.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's, you know, all businesses have a personality. So we're talking about the personality typing system. That's
correct.
One way of looking at it.
Okay.
But it also has a personality, and understanding the personality of your business is huge.
Right.
You know, it's really helps in terms of making business decisions.
Yes.
Solving problems.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you take an energy approach to your business, the way you solve a problem, for example, if a seven came to us and they wanted to solve any sort of problem, it doesn't matter in what area
okay.
of their life, we would probably clear the frenzy, the go, go, go.
Yes.
The need to do 10 things at once instead
yes.
of doing one at a time.
Yes.
One of the things we know, again, this is using the Enneagram, when you evolve with the Enneagram,
yes,
sevens evolve to five, which is a place of looking at things in depth.
Look, and we've actually seen people do this, and it's phenomenal because the business, whatever business they have, it almost calms down so everyone can see and feel better about what they're doing.
Yes. You know, one of our long-term clients referred to Patricia as part of her board. She was a sole proprietor, and she
yes.
referred to the Patricia as part of her board.
Yes,
because she went to her attorney one time, and because Patricia suggested that she do XYZ, but she knew who she was, and this was
and
her business with the same Enneagram type as she was.
That's correct. That's
you know,
correct.
It's not like Patricia's a business expert, but
not at all.
That's the biggest misconception that's out there, that you have to know all these terms and you have to understand
right.
the mechanics of business when
right.
it's really about the energy. And that's how Patricia does it.
Yes, exactly. And by the way, I cracked up when she said, yeah, you're my board. I was like, what? Oh my gosh. Okay. Am I going to get a bonus at the end of the year? Of course I'm asking that question. You know, I can't help but, you know, put the humor in there. But the thing that was the most amazing is when I was working with this person, she would bring a problem to me and we would walk around it. I call it doing a 360. We would walk around it and I would say, there's this, there's that. And we would clear those things and things flourished.
So she didn't, it wasn't that she was giving her recommendations, you know, strategies and techniques.
No, not at all.
She just changed the energy.
And
that's the most important point today.
Right.
So I want to teach people how to clear for their business.
Okay.
Today.
Okay. Well, Jason, why don't you do the key points and then we'll
okay.
do that. Okay.
The energy of the owner manager is always at the center of the business ecosystem.
Correct.
The energy of a business has a personality and should determine business decisions. Mm-hmm. The Enneagram type of a business is the best way to determine how to run the business.
Mm-hmm.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you how to work with the Enneagram type for yourself and for your business.
Love it.
You know, so.
So Jason, why don't you tell people how to clear?
So let's talk about how you clear yourself. And then I'm going to give you a little bonus
thing
about how to clear your business.
This okay? will be fun.
So in your mind's eye, Olivia's going to put up a picture of the processor, but in your mind's eye, we'll say, and to eliminate. And we want you to gather up those things that we say to eliminate, whether it's barriers, veils, and illusions. It could be emotions. Gather those up. And then blow them into that processor. Now, the processor exists. It's an actual thing that we've created in the non-physical dimension that processes negative energy and makes it come out on the top, goes in the top, it gets processed, it comes out the front as neutral energy.
Which is amazing.
Sure. It's an amazing, amazing process.
Right.
So that's how you do it as a person.
Okay.
As a company.
Okay.
It's how you visualize it. So imagine your logo. You can imagine your storefront.
Mm-hmm.
You can imagine All your employees in front of you, if it's just you.
In other words, whichever one works easiest for you, make it easy on yourself to start.
If you're a one person show, you might use your logo. Mm-hmm. You might use your just an image of yourself.
Yes.
You know, just thinking about yourself.
Yes.
So, and then imagine when you say "and to eliminate."
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh no, I was just going to make a comment. I've actually worked with a few people who, after we started doing this, they actually decided their logo didn't fit what their company was really about. I more than once that has happened.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, okay, you know, this is a good thing. This is, you know, the other thing that happened was I was doing this type of thing and with a business, and the person decided that the t-shirts to advertise their business were not the quality that they had expected. And so they actually changed that. And I thought, wow. I mean, I had no idea that that could be part of a problem. But if you have a t-shirt and it's itchy, I kind of think you're not going to, you know. Anyway, that was my comment.
If you're trying to have a meditation business and you have an itchy t-shirt, it's not going to work. So you want to do life force?
Okay. And after that, we're going to activate life force. And what we do is we activate life force. We call that most positive energy that we have access to, and we call it in through the top of our head, let it go all the way down our body to the tips of our toes, stop it right there, turn it around, and let that life force energy, the most powerful energy, remove more negative energy. So you can walk away feeling really good about just what you've done today.
Sounds great.
Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to do some clearing so you can improve your business and your success in business. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Transition, simultaneously the most difficult and vital part of the human experience. Without change, how would we grow? Tune in to Grounding Into Your Radiance with Stacey Barber every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Step into your truth and allow the light into your life. For more information about Stacey and her services, visit StaceyBarber.com. That's Stacey, S-T-A-C-I-E, Barber.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
The Finder of Lost Things, exploring your superpowers of trust, healing, and transformation with me, Hannah Belton. When my brother Christian went missing, I completely denied my grief. We can either transform and transition, or we can stay stagnant. This podcast will uncover the process that Christian and I went on to find the lost things, him, and to find the parts of me that were missing. And there's things that are missing in you that prevent you from letting go, whether it's a person, a dream, a lifestyle. That process of trusting and finding the lost pieces and integrating them, that's where you get your sustainable transition that will carry on. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You can find me at hannahvelton.online.
Can't get enough of Eye of Soul Radio? Join psychic medium Jamie every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Take a deeper look at the raw side of spirit. Nothing is off limits. Connect with lost loved ones and explore these vulnerable subjects with the compassionate guidance of psychic medium Jamie. You are not alone. Eye of Soul, Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Thank you.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. In this segment, we're going to do some clearing so you can improve your business and your success as a business. Jason, you ready to rock and roll?
Here we go.
All right.
I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the barriers so I can see how every business is in reality an ecosystem, not a machine. So gather up those barriers, blow them into that processor. If you can't remember what the processor looks like, you can blow it into a trash can.
Right.
And if you're like driving or something, you can blow it into an imaginary trash can.
Exactly. So, and to eliminate the barriers so I can see the business and that business and ecosystems have energies that can be affected. Nice and easy. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the feelings of anger, hate, rage, bitterness that I have when my business doesn't work, when it's not going well, when it's not doing what I think it should be doing.
Yes.
Take a breath, gather up all those feelings, anger, hate, rage, and bitterness, blow them into the processor.
Okay. And to eliminate any feelings of fear and hurt and shame that I carry because I must be doing something wrong, or I've done it the wrong way, or I didn't do what I was told.
Which is always the case when you program yourself as opposed to using the ecosystem approach.
Thank you, Jason. Take a breath and blow it into that trash can or processor.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that I am an ecosystem and my business is an ecosystem with energies that can be cleared and worked with first before I tackle any problem.
Nice.
Take a breath.
Take a breath. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see treating my business as a machine is not sustainable and or healthy. Take a breath. Somebody's going to crash and burn. So, yes.
And, you know, the worst, I've just got to say this, the worst boss is typically the boss of a person who works for themselves.
Oh yeah, because what they do
with that boss is always driving them. In other words, we're trying to be cute, but the idea is that when you're self-employed, you often have one of those one of those types of bosses that you can't say on the air, you know, that are driving you and pushing you
because you feel like you can't
ever let up.
Yes. So it's that creates PTSD. Hands down.
So let's clear that. And to eliminate having a boss, my susceptibility to having a boss that drives me, abuses me, bullies me in a way that is not sustainable for me.
Take a breath.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate all the hurt and depression I have because I am not successful with programming methods.
Of course, you're not supposed to be.
Exactly. Take a breath, everyone. Get rid of that anger and depression and hurt, all of it.
And to eliminate any anger I have about my life because I've been using programming instead of life force.
Well,
in my business, in my personal
life. I was just going to say, everywhere. Take a breath. And to eliminate the feelings of resistance I have to clearing first when I have a business challenge or a business to run. The truth is, you and that business will just the what you get out of clearing for you and that business will come back tenfold in a very positive way. Take a breath. Sorry, excuse me. I was having fun.
And to eliminate the false belief that looking in externally for solutions is better than looking within myself.
Mm.
No, it's not. Take a breath.
Here's a really good one. And to eliminate black and white thinking that I have that says either programming or nothing, when the truth is no. By the way, you can do clearing and still have programming in your life because we all do. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the clarity so I can see that experts who promote programming in business is keeping is missing the key point. Take a breath.
Take a breath. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can do anything by treating my business. I can do everything by treating my business as an ecosystem and have understanding and clarity about that. Take a breath, everyone. Jason, can we activate life force?
Yes.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right. You ready? I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy, the most powerful energy that me or anyone has access to starting right now so I can be happy and be successful in business and see the problems and the challenges in front of me in my highest and best interest starting right now. Take a breath. All the way through the top of your head.
And to activate life force so I can trust that I can use energy to improve my business, so I can change the energy in my business to improve it. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can choose to do a 360 perspective on myself and my business and realize that so many of the things that are not in the best interest of me and my business, I can clear them and move on. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can decide to use the ecosystem approach to make my business better by seeing it as an ecosystem and maybe even using its Enneagram type as a guide to making business decisions.
Exactly. Take a breath. And last one, activate. And to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy and creative, aware, and know that I want what's right for my business. I also want what's right for me, and I want what's right for my employees. So activate right now for them all the creativity that they need and want to do their job so I can do my job as well. Nice and easy. Take a breath. Let all of that life force come right in through the top of your head. Let it go to the tips of your toes. Turn around any negative energy. It doesn't serve a thing. Blow it out. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
So I wouldn't say next week is an exciting topic. But it's a very relevant topic.
It really is.
You know, and I think I've got to tell you that the impetus for this was the Harry and Meghan interview.
Oh,
I think that what I saw was is that these guys were the royals, a prince and his wife, and they had problems with the title of the show next week is enslavement, and we see so much enslavement
everywhere,
all around us.
Yes,
you know, it's one of those things that as intuitives as we work with the energies of people in the world. Mm-hmm. One of our biggest concerns is that there seems to be more and more enslavement energy out there. Mm-hmm. And it's deeply troubling to us. We see it in politics. We see it. We saw it with Harry and Meghan.
Yes, we did.
And we see it in relationships in ways that are so dysfunctional. It's scary to us.
It is, because it's so damaging. It keeps all of us from... I'm going to say thinking for ourselves and feeling for ourselves, or even being able to realize who we are before we're enslaved to somebody else.
You know, and it's we're framing it as enslavement in a relationship, but it's also you can have a relationship with drugs and alcohol that is enslaving. There's
very
so many,
much so.
So many. If you see it, not in terms of a particular situation, like Harry and Meghan were enslaved to the crown. People can be enslaved in a relationship.
Absolutely.
Marriage. People can be enslaved to a drug, alcohol, or some sort of
And there's
addiction.
Also enslavement in families.
Yes.
And in business. There's definitely that.
Enslaved to your job, enslaved to the bottom line, enslaved to this idea of responsibility to make payroll.
How about the big one? You're enslaved. Everyone can be enslaved to money.
Yes.
Yes. You know, and so that, you know, all of this. First off, I think this is a really exciting show because
it's an interesting show.
It really will be because it's going to enlighten you and help you see, am I connected to that? Or do I know someone that is connected to that? Enslavement is what we're talking
and
about.
And spoiler alert.
Oh no.
The reason we have so much enslavement is because we're all programmed.
Yes.
We've lost our connection to that fundamental part of ourselves, which is our essence.
Our essence. And we're going to talk more about that next week. This is really, really, really exciting.
Yes, it is.
So, Jason, why is the ecosystem approach so important to me personally and to the audience?
So if we've touched you today, even if this show next week resonates with you, it's time to start the ecosystem approach, to take an energy approach to your life, to start putting your essence at the center of your life and not be programmed.
Yes.
There's programming all around us. We can't get away from that really, but we can decide within ourselves to start working from our essence as opposed to being programmed outside of ourselves to someone else's expectations.
Exactly.
So how do you do that?
Yes.
Go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, sign up for a free section. You get a weekly newsletter that has the clearings written out for you.
It's great.
Do the clearings every week.
Well, use them on your phone. It's amazing the things you can do.
Listen to our show every week. Do the clearings at the end.
Yeah.
It's all free.
I love it.
And you can start to see how you can start to take an energy approach to your life. It's a really amazing thing. We've set it up so that you can try it out.
Okay.
And if you want to give us a suggestion or you connected with the show today about business, send us an email at hello@theecosystemapproach.org.
Okay. I love that. What about Facebook?
You know, go to our Facebook page at theecosystemapproach.org. Mm-hmm. We have our videos there, Facebook Live.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, like him.
Yes. It's both of us.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
stay tuned. So.
Yes, absolutely. We'll connect next week, Monday, 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.